Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And I hope you'll check out my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friends Clara Villarosa, an entrepreneur, a former bookstore owner, the author of Down to Business, The First 10 Steps to Entrepreneurship for Women, Clara Villarosa. Thanks again, Clara, for hanging out with us. And Donald Hunter. Don is an entrepreneur himself, an investor, a financial expert in the area of finance, and especially for real estate, and an advisor to many people. And I've asked both of them to join us. We've been talking about, right now we're talking about Black History Month, because this still is Black History Month, February. And I wanted to do something now. Donald, I'm going to let you go first, because Claire went first last time, because you set us up for this segment last time by bringing up the president. So now that we have a president who's a Black president who's been elected and reelected, what do you think that says about America? Does it say as much about America about this candidate or about the country?
I think it says something about Americans choosing their candidate, and when they have to choose between someone who's not necessarily appears that they're not telling the truth versus someone that they feel that they can trust, they make that right decision.
Mm-hmm. So you think people believe that Romney was not telling the truth? And Obama was?
I think people believe that Romney sometimes would not tell the truth. I think that's what it boils down to. Because he was inconsistent, and he didn't really have any particular place that he was standing and defending, and he was shifting his...
So maybe not so much. I don't think... Romney was a person who wouldn't tell the truth. I think he did get the reputation of being inconsistent. I think maybe that might be. I'm not trying to change your words. You get to think whatever you want. But I think maybe inconsistency might be, from my perspective, might
we'll
be a little
we'll
more
go
accurate.
With that.
But what about Claire? What are Black folks saying in the privacy of their own homes about this scenario?
Well, first, I think it's set up. There are two things going on. One, the people were galvanized by Obama.
Mm-hmm.
He made them feel as though he could make a change.
Now, when you say the people, are you talking about all Americans?
The voters.
All Americans.
Not all Americans, but most Americans.
Okay. When you say the people, you mean of all walks of life?
Yes, all walks of life. And I found it very interesting amongst my friends on all walks of life who supported him.
Uh-huh.
But once he got into office, I think the political landscape changed, because the politicians woke up the next morning and said, oh, we've got a new president. Oh, my God, mm-hmm. He's Black. And that is what surfaced what we have seen for the 4 years, and we see surface even more intensely in the second 4 years, and we're going to see it. The anger and the rage that is demonstrated because they said that is a Black man.
You think that there's anger
the
and rage from...
Yes, I do.
From what
and
sector?
I think it's masked by... You talk about gun control, you talk about immigration, the resistance, not just from the opposite party, often from within his own party.
Ah, yeah. You're saying that the resistance or the OMG part is not so much from Republicans or Democrats as it is just maybe should I say white people?
Yes. Yes.
Can we say that? Is that what you mean? We're friends here, so is that what you mean?
Politicians.
Yeah.
Yes. Politicians, because they are politicians, and as politicians, who is the greatest? The president,
mm-hmm.
and he is a Black man. Mm-hmm. And I think That is,
you think that
subliminal...
just makes people make some people uncomfortable in power, not necessarily in one party or another.
No, right.
Yeah. Okay. So let me ask you. Let me ask you this question, Donald, real quick. Do you think? What do you think? Has the black community benefited in from a long term standpoint, not short term, but long term? Will the black community benefit from Obama being president?
I think that's hard to say. I think since Obama's taken office, I would say he hasn't focused on the issues of the black community exclusively.
Are you disappointed about that?
I think it's something he might take on in the second term. But I think what he needs is someone in the black community to raise these issues and spearhead them,
right,
and then he can support them.
What do you think, Claire?
Because it has to be grassroots.
Yeah,
I agree with you. It has to come from within, and because he tends to be responsive rather than being proactive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of that is a resistance, knowing that his constituency is broad based.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what would that be?
Yeah, what would that be? But also, if I'm doing it, where's the constituency for people who really need it? Because it is not trickling down, and it's not going to trickle down.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back after these messages. Donald, give us your website, please.
www.DonaldHunterFinancial.com.
DonaldHunterFinancial.com. Claire's book is called Down to Business, The First 10 Steps to Entrepreneurship for Women. Going to take a quick break, 10 till. More of this after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.